Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Our second hour will be about manipulators. Welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hope you're good. Hope you are good. Hope you are good. Welcome to the sunny side. The sun rises here. And my name is Joyce. You good? Okay, so something to get out of the way. Apparently, there's this... Well, it's adjudged to be fake, all right? I think it's just worth referencing. And I'm going to advise that you go to the website, the Nigerian Navy website, just to validate it. Wondering what I'm talking about? The Nigerian Navy has described as fake a purported sectional list of supplementary candidates in its recruitment, trending online and amplified by an online newspaper of questionable integrity. The Naval Headquarters Director of Information, Suleiman Dahoun, gave the warning in a statement on Monday in Abuja. He said, for the avoidance of doubt, the list was actually fake and did not emanate from the Nigerian Navy. So I had to go to the website, at least I took the liberty to do so. You actually advise, he does advise everyone, every member of the public, to visit the Nigerian Navy website for authentic information on Nigerian Navy recruitment exercise. So on my arrival on their portal, I realized, for example, the first few states, well, I think I didn't go all the way down because, you know, I had to show up for work. But I can tell from what I observed that, you know, states pretty much had at least a number of 24 recruits every state on the website. On the website had at least 24 recruits listed, names and sexes listed for the Nigerian Navy. But there appears to be on social media a list. I mean, this is the Navy telling you that that's not from them. That particular list on social media had 44 recruits, all from the north. All from the north. So it would appear that you might need to do a little bit more finding and at least go to the source and see what you find. And if for any reason you're not clear, sometimes you have to wait for some things to play out. Okay? All right. I don't understand the era of fake news and how, you know, we got here. But don't be so quick to jump into conclusions. Make your findings and then make a decision from there. Okay? Yeah. It happened to be because someone initially sent it to me and said, well, have you seen this? And I said, oh, no. And I opened it. And it was just a list of, you know, brothers from the north who pretty much made the list for recruits into the Nigerian Navy. And then, you know, the Navy has pretty much made a public statement saying that it's all fake. So don't take it too seriously. All right. All right. There's this media thing happening in Nigeria. I really think we should do that one next week. It's just another serious issue about Nigeria and the regulation of media. The Speaker, for example, of the House of Representatives, Femi Gbajabiamila, on Monday said he would not be a party to any bill that's, you know, would kind of gag media practitioners. The Speaker was reacting to calls by some stakeholders to expunge the Press Council bill, which sought to regulate activities of media practitioners. To be honest with you, when Nigerian government say that they want to regulate media practitioners, I don't understand what they mean. Because in the hierarchy of Nigerian problems, media practitioners are not necessarily the biggest problem. I don't know what they mean. But I also think it's necessary that every Nigerian be aware of what's happening and that you do your very best to participate to every degree that you can. It is our lack of participation that makes the matter worse. You remember the conversation from yesterday where we had the head for the team tracker? Yeah? A team. And that's maybe a few Nigerians. You know, that was one Nigerian on the show. He has a team of other Nigerians. And what they do is track community development projects. And they put it out there. Now, If we leave them all to themselves, well, you cannot quite say that Nigerian has not done his own share to the development of the nation. When they do their part, we must do our part. One, get informed and find ways by which we can participate. Nigeria must work for everybody, but it's not going to work when we're sleeping or choose to be nonchalant or passive. If we want it to work, everybody hands on deck. Okay, so if someone is already getting us the information, well, let's use the information. And maybe sometimes it's something like coming together and deciding, well, what do we do with this information that we have? And then not five of us, not 10, maybe 20, maybe 50, maybe an entire community, all the men in the community come out. Yeah. Yeah. If you're just going to sit back in your living room, no lights, with a hand fan, and you nag about the situation, best believe it's not going to change. It will not change. We know that so far. We've complained enough and it's not changing. How about doing something about the things that we don't like? Yeah. For example, this whole media thing, the gagging of media practitioners. We don't know the extent to which it can go. But if you ask me, it should go nowhere at all. I feel, and maybe this is also necessary, the Nigerians get to educate themselves. So that you're not easily swayed by, you know, that initial scintillating headline. That you're a little bit more patient to understand the story. And the only way you can do that is to probe a little further. Probe a little further. Maybe wait one more hour. Something is going to come out. Thank God for smartphones. Everybody's recording stuff and putting up on the internet. And maybe I should also say at this point, please don't invade people's privacy because you have a phone. There's something insane about that. Yeah, except it's really a story worth reporting. I don't see why you have a phone in someone's face. Yeah, but then, you know, please use your smartphones and capture something and put it out there. Instagram, Facebook, tag, you know, tag people. All right. The sunny side. All right, let's get into it. So, over the weekend, quite a number of things happened. So while I was, by the way, Boris Johnson, yeah, the UK Prime Minister has said that vaccination is the only way for us to get out. And when he said us, he wasn't necessarily speaking to Nigeria, but he was speaking to, you know, people of his country, saying, well, vaccination is the only way to get out of the situation that we're in. That's only half the truth. And this is why I say so. Well, the world as we know it will not go back to what it used to be. The near analog kind of life. Everything has changed. Don't take my word for it. You can watch on YouTube the recordings from the recently concluded World Economic Forum. Don't take my word for it. They say there. In fact, they say everything there. But they don't go into the details because you don't quite need it. They're speaking about the fourth industrial revolution. You're not ready for the details of that. It's technology, technology, technology. And if you have been able to maybe do a little bit of reading to understand how graphene works, well, it's they're telling you about edible what's that word? It's jumping out of my head. You know, like edible electronic. Like, what does that mean? Why should you have? So imagine you have graphene imprinted on your potato, and then the graphene is able to tell you where that potato's from, if it's good, if it's bad, if it's got any kind of, if it's rotten on any part of it. And yeah, that you should, like a potato is able to pass digital information. So it's not just potato, it's bread. It's your fabric. I wanted to play you something out of Michio Kaku. I don't think we'll have enough time for that. So maybe next week, either Monday or Tuesday next week, I'm going to play you some excerpts from Michio Kaku. He says that the internet will be everywhere, that it will be nowhere. So graphene has come. By the way, Europe has spent at least 1 billion euros on the research of graphene. You're the only one who doesn't know it. Yeah. So the new world has come. You're probably just not aware. Yeah. Okay. Let's segue into the real McCoy. Let's talk about you and your engagements with fake prophets on 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
We're like gold diggers. struggling through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth a weight in salt.
Every night, every lad and girl, we hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. It's for months, people would not have no money. They're supposed to find it where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you. Go be rich and be poor.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome, welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is appointed to man once to die after that judgment. But it does quite appear, if we must admit, that too much happens in life between being born and dying, that at least forces you to run and search for help. Yeah, search for help, a kind of relief, possibly redemption from your pain. Many of you have been lucky, some of you, well... Today on the show, we'll find out your experiences with fake prophets. So over the weekend, I watched a very, I think it was a little lengthy, yeah? And I'm going to try to paraphrase, okay? So a young boy, a young guy, takes a hidden camera to a shrine, yeah? And then He tells the priest, he tells the priest a story about his mother in a hospital and something, something. And the priest says, you must have seen that video. I hope you did. The priest said, 5,000 for consultation. Then he transfers 5,000 to the priest. And then the priest, within a minute, tells him that his grandmother kind of, you know, is having some spiritual, you know... upheaval, something like that. I think he even maybe said she was a witch, something like that. But that he needed to bring pay 180,000 for the treatment of his mother. Something very funny like that. Yeah. By the end of the video, the young man says, well, I'm an orphan. My grandparents are dead. So basically, that was just proof that the prophet isn't authentic. Yeah. The prophet isn't authentic. If you're on Instagram, do me a favor, please tag me to that video so I can play that for... I'm going to look for a way to shorten it, then I'll play it for some of our listeners. I couldn't download it. I don't know why. So just please tag me to that video if you've watched it. Yeah. A young guy who goes to a shrine. Yeah. And meets the priest. And the priest says, well, pay $5,000 for consultation. He tells the priest his story about his mom, grandmother, one situation. And the priest says, bring $180,000 and we can do something real quick. And the boy says, well, he told me that my mother this, my mother that, but, you know, I'm an orphan and my parents are dead. Just show you that these guys are not necessarily what they say that they are. Now, I say prophets because, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be, we cannot narrow it because it's not just pastors who have amongst them the fake ones, yeah? It's the, you know, sometimes it could be an imam. Sometimes it could be a celestial, it could be a Christian, like the ones in the white garment. It could be, you know, the guy at the shrine, the priest. Yeah, it could be someone who claims that his honor and title is prophet. In fact, you would insult them if you do not call them prophet, something. You know, like, Prophet Joyce. It would be an insult to me if you just go to Joyce straight up without acknowledging my anointing and the office upon which I occupy. I don't know if I'm ready for the stories I'm about to hear. I want to play you something. Now, it's either this is a total flop. You know, like, you know, God didn't tell you to say something and you did. Like, you went ahead of yourself. Or maybe this is quite a pattern. Oh, I want to play you an audio excerpt. All right. Are we ready? Okay, hold on a second.
of a prophet.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's get to it.
England will beat Italy.
England, ever fan match.
I'll say it again. That is the work of a prophet.
I don't even know what this one.
You can say what God is saying.
All right. So first of all, I'm terribly excited that Italy defeated England and took the cup, Rome. But we must, at this point, make an open discussion of the fact that some people, due to their... And maybe I shouldn't blame you too much. But if someone is going to take advantage, there's a possibility that someone can take advantage of you, then maybe we should really talk about how careful you are, or how is it that you allow such an oversight? I've heard stories of people who have lost millions to profits. And then the question is, well, what exactly is after you? To the point where you run yourself into someone who says, well, that's easy meat. Let's slice you open and eat you up. I want to hear, one, the situations that have led you to the pursuit of deliverance. You know, the pressures of life that have forced you to submit yourself to someone who at least you believed was a spokesperson from heaven. Well, some of you don't even necessarily want anybody from heaven. You don't even mind someone from hell. You just want your problem dealt with. 0700-993-993-993. You're going to do us all a favor when you call and turn off the volume of your radio set. We want to hear your stories with your encounters with fake prophets. And this is an opportunity for everybody to learn. So when someone, you know, tells you something, then you know. I've had one experience... But I was saved. I think I've told you my own experience before, haven't I? Let me remind you then. There was this celestial man, white garment, you know. I don't know how he met my mom. My mom believes that everyone is beautiful. My mom thinks everyone is going to heaven. My mom's kind-hearted, has no suspicion, even of the devil. Well, except of the devil, you know, but she doesn't judge people. So pretty much that's how we're raised. Like, you don't judge anybody. You don't judge people. So this particular celestial guy would always come to the house. And I think he would always come because my mother gave him money. I didn't have a problem with that. He would come, he would say to my mom, oh, good afternoon, ma. How are you? Then just gist with her. I said, like, from, you know, that person who just stops by and just gist with you. And then he would say, oh, let's pray. And then after praying, my mom will give him money. Oh, thank you for coming. And he'll go. I didn't have a problem with it. She told me I didn't have a problem with it. Oh, well, whatever. So one day on the phone, my mom calls me up. My mom says to me, you know that guy who comes around here to just hang around? He said I should tell you to come for prayers. I say, yeah. So first of all, personally, I don't go anywhere for prayers. That's the reason. I don't go because, one, I have the gift of vision. I've said this before. So if a thing is about to happen, I would see it before it happened. I'm not a prophet. Don't play yourself. No. So I have the gift of vision. That morning, I had a vision. And the vision... I don't want you to take yourself too seriously. It's okay if you don't believe. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm just giving you gist. Enjoy it. So that morning I had a vision. In the vision, I was inside my apartment and my door was locked. And there was a man outside my door. And he opened my door without touching my door. He just opened the door without touching the door. I saw that vision the day or 2 days before my mother called me, and the morning my mother called me. So that morning my mother calls me and she says, you know that guy comes around here? He says I should tell you to come for prayers. And I say, Mom, you know I don't go for prayers. I don't go to people to pray for me. You know me. And then she said, yeah, that she also thought it was surprising that he told her this, this, and this. So apparently, so because, you know, I have the gift of vision, I see things, I will meet my mom and I'll give it to my mom as gist. Like, oh, Mom, can you imagine? You know, I dreamt this, I saw that. And then my mom told me that the man told her some of the things I had told her. So let's say maybe in the last 3 weeks, I had told my mom this, this, and this. My mom told me that the guy told her those things. That the guy said, oh, that, you know, that he saw something about you, this, 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 this. And I asked my mom on the phone, I said, Mom, how did he know? She was like, yeah, good question. How did he know? Then I said, Mom, before you called me, I had a vision. She's like, yeah, really, what's it about? Then I tell her what the vision was. Then my mom told me that the man said that she should tell me that he knows that I am stubborn, that I'm very heady. The man told my mom to tell me that, you know, I know that your daughter, I know that her head is, I know she's heady. But, you know, just tell her to come. Just tell her to come. So my mom said, well, what do you think? And I said to my mom, I said, tell him that I said that he's a demon. In fact, I'm looking for the privilege, the opportunity to tell him myself. But in the absence of the immediate, tell him that I said that he's a demon. And I'm not coming. She said, eh. I said, yes. In fact, I would wish I didn't send you because I want to tell him myself. She said, eh, you're not going. I said, no, I'm not going. And she was like, you know, I knew you were going to say this. I just thought I'll tell you. I'm like, yeah. And then that was the last time. You said, so that conversation on the phone was the last time he came to the house. Last time. He didn't even come back to the house to find out that your daughter was told that you should call for deliverance. How far? But no. He didn't call it deliverance. He just said prayers. I don't have any issues. He just said, come for prayers. I don't go for prayers. Because my life's, the process is easier for me. So I have a privilege that you might not have. Well, you have the privilege, but you don't use it. I use mine. Good. That was held up inside one chance, though. I had a tailor from Togo who told me that he went to someone to pray for him. And after they prayed, he also had the gift of vision. But he told me after they prayed for him, he lost his sight. You know, he lost his vision, the ability to dream. And, well, he told me because he thought he could, you know, confide in me. And then he said, well, so he was telling me, well, these things happen not just in Nigeria, but for example, where he's from. All right. So me giving you this personal gist is so that you can really take this where it should go. Let the chips fall where they may. Welcome. 0700-993-993-993. Nigeria Info. What's your experience with fake prophets and how bad has it been? And I hope you've learned your lesson. Hello.
Good afternoon, Judge.
Welcome. Good afternoon.
You truly need a deliverance.
No, he didn't call it deliverance. He just said prayers.
You know, one thing with this vision and prophet.
It's not about the vision. Don't worry. If you don't understand it, don't touch it. Let's talk about your prophet experience.
As a Christian, we are meant to know that.
No, my friend. Please, no, you know, not that. I was in a
place. My sister, this prophet, they just said many things. I told my sister that I'm coming there. You know, they've been telling them so many things. I went there, you know, all the prayer they were raising, the scripture, I said from the heart, bonnet of the heart, the mouth speak, everything went on. But my mind was in the business. Yet they were like, this guy, what's your own now?
So you don't have an experience, actually.
I had a whole lot of experience. You get my family with everything.
Have you lost anything to fake prophets?
My sister lost so many things.
What did your sister lose?
Car.
Your sister lost her car?
I've prayed for my sister for a while.
What did your sister lose? She lost a car.
They sold it to a car, money, and also like in the process of...
Your story, you're not telling me a story. I don't know. Do you have a gist? Did your sister lose a car?
They lost the car, yes.
What did they tell her? What did they tell her? Oh.
Yeah?
Have you lost something? Have you lost something?
Me personally, from the way I'm wired, prophecy or not, I probe.
So you're not answering the question. Family.
Hello?
Yes. Have you lost something? I'm not telling you to.
Family. My family, my other sister, they've lost a whole lot from the hand of.
Well, you haven't lost then. You haven't lost anything.
Well, me personally, I've
lost. All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Welcome. How are you?
Good afternoon. This is Lake Bankaga.
Welcome. What's your story?
I'm fine. I just got to contribute.
Go ahead. Go ahead. What's your story? Go ahead.
Okay. And then I'm fine.
Have you had an experience with the prophet? Don't worry about the other side of the argument. We learn by experience.
Yes,
what's your experience?
Yes, I have an experience of it. Hello, can you hear me?
We are hearing you.
Okay, one day there is a man that just told me and told me that I go to ask many wives. Like, for that, no, I just looking at this, that, how do you know? So, I went every day, I discovered that they pay for it.
He told you you have plenty wives.
Yes.
What do you want to do with that? Well, yeah, then again, do you like the idea of plenty wives?
I don't know.
You don't even know what you like. Well, thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have a minute before we go off on a break. So let's see whether we can do one conversation. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I can never lose anything.
Well, people have lost. So you haven't lost anything?
Yeah. I haven't. Because one thing happened to me that I did.
They haven't waited for you. Now, when they wait for you at the bus stop, you know that you can. When they wait for you at the bus stop, you know.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think yes. Now I remember. I think yes, I remember.
You're joking.
Yes, I can remember now. In Comstar Village, I was carrying my laptop bag. I was going home. All of a sudden, one of them came. He was wearing white. I was using these Bluetooth headphones.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to go off on a break. When we come back, try call me back, all right?
All right.
Okay. Do us all a favor. Let our friends who have had an actual experience call in. 99.3 Nigeria Info, for the sake of what it's worth and time, do us all a favor. Let our friends who have a story call in. Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Henry.
Welcome, Henry.
Joyce, I have so many experiences. I have had one. Even the one that surprised me was my friend's sister.
Okay.
Hello, Joyce. Are you hearing me?
Go ahead. We're all listening.
So she got married. And like, okay, fine, things was not going normal, you know, as usual. So it was too, like, she was too spiritual of a thing, and she went to a pastor. The pastor now told him that it was his mother's in-law. The mother's in-law is the one responsible for what is going through.
Wow.
So generally, things was not going, like, the things was not going normal at all in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And the same church that this girl normally attends to, that the same church the mother-in-law goes to too.
Yeah.
So there are two. Maybe the pastor does not know, like, oh, this is like my daughter-in-law. So when the mother-in-law went to the same pastor and said, oh, father, pastor, this is what's going on in our family.
Uh-huh.
He said, no, that is what his daughter-in-law is responsible.
Oh.
So the both we are just like keep on fighting themselves in the family. They never knew anything. So it was one day. So everybody now went to church. So the pastor now called the lady out and said, "Oh, don't worry, your mother-in-law will die this month." Not knowing that the same mother-in-law he was referring to is in that church. So when the mother-in-law now like, I will die. Then the mother-in-law went up and said, Pastor, this is my daughter-in-law. the same girl you told me was responsible.
Yeah.
For Ms. Fosun. And I'm like, the pastor has nothing to say again because the lady, the father-in-law said the same thing. Oh, this pastor told me that you were the one. And like, believe me, this happened in Imo State. Believe me, the church was in a big confusion.
So do you guys, are you a member of the church? Do you still go there?
God forbid.
Well, it's not enough to say God forbid. Do you still go there?
Never.
What about your mom, your sister, your family?
My mom is late. None of my family will go to that church.
I am.
No.
Well, thank God for you. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. What has been your experience with fake prophets and how good has it been? Or maybe how ugly did it get? Hello, how are you?
Reverend Sister Joyce.
Why do you say that? You know I don't like titles. I don't like that.
You always say that now, but you deserve it.
No, I don't deserve it. I don't like it.
Let's go to the topic.
What's your name?
I suffered this thing you are saying.
What should I now call you? If you called me Reverend Sister and you suffered at the hands of fraudsters, what should I call you?
Olodo. Just Chris.
See? Oh, just Chris. I shouldn't call you Olodo Chris, is it? You see it?
Yes, you know there's this saying that those who wear shoes no wear pinches.
Yeah.
2011.
Huh?
18th May 2011, my wife closed the business, fall down in front of her shop.
Yeah.
Right? Fell down. She was struggling to hold herself not to fall. No. The leg was going inside, one leg.
Oh.
So the Igbo lady there was pulling the leg out. Jesus. Yawon Kez Bukini, Jesus. Then they rushed her to one woman that used to do, if there's a
medication,
like oil, Okada, whatever. Ijaw woman. The woman started massaging. We thought it's dislocation. She speak all the Ijaw language, all the leaves, all this in money.
You know what? Wait, please hold this gist. Let's go off on a break. When we come back, please call back.
I'll call you back.
Thank you very much. All right. I don't like titles. Don't do that. You know I don't like it. My name is Joyce. That's all that there needs to be. All right, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce Odechima Onyemoa, and I'm happy to have you here. Share your experience with fake prophets, and hopefully you can touch on the need that forced you or pushed you into the arms of wolves. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Only our friends who have an actual experience should call in, please. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name? Good afternoon. What's your name?
I'm Kingsley, calling from Alakija.
Thank you very much. Kingsley, did you have an experience and what was it?
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
Great. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, actually, I've been to a church where a particular man was parading himself as a pastor. And I have wanted to design somebody easily, especially...
Could you speak up? What are you saying? You had one what?
I said I have a gift.
Oh, you have a gift. What's your gift?
Yeah. To easily detect anyone who claims to be a Christian, just being with that person for 5 to 10 minutes, I can tell if this person is a Christian or not.
You have intuition. Okay.
So I was right in the program, and then I was telling someone, I think my sister also, I was telling her that, see, this man will touch everyone, but he will touch me. Because he was doing some strange things I've not seen before. So the man was going about touching people with anointing oil, praying for them and all of that. And when he came to my side, he passed by.
Mm-hmm.
I went to other people, he didn't touch me. So I knew this man wasn't it. So I told my sister.
Oh, just because he didn't touch you, for that reason he wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because there were a lot of strange things I saw. I've never seen that before.
Okay.
So, and it is not scriptural, it's unscriptural. So, I just noticed, I told her that she should never bring me to this place. In fact, I felt like leaving that place that night.
Wow.
But I couldn't leave. I stayed out till daybreak.
Was he selling anything? Did he sell anything to the church? Somebody yesterday told me about Holy Spirit oil. I didn't have the energy to tell him that that was nonsense. I just...
Okay, let me just tell you some of the things he said. He put some holy oil on the altar, and he said we should pick them and drop money for it. I didn't hear that. I was already dozing off. I went, I picked one, I think about two bottles. I thought it was for free. And as I was coming to my seat, my sister told me that I should go and put money. I said, I don't have a dime. So I didn't even use the olive oil to do anything because he was saying it was for business. And he was using it in exchange for money.
Wow.
So all of these things just looked to me as something that is not real.
Okay.
So I knew it wasn't real.
You just took the olive oil. You didn't have any.
I didn't use it. I've doubted him right from the beginning.
Okay.
So I didn't use it.
All right.
I just left.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah.
And another one I experienced was at Ojota. It wasn't direct, but indirect. A man gave me a long sheet of paper. In that long sheet of paper, there were some things I should provide. If I don't provide it in 7 days, I will lose my life.
Wait, don't rush us. What was on the paper? What did he write on the paper?
I can't actually remember, but I was to provide certain things. I can't actually remember.
Wait, he met you at Ojota and just gave you paper?
Yes, a long sheet. So he said, if I don't provide those things, I think part of it was money and other things. So he said, if I don't provide those things, that in 7 days, I was going to die. That was in 2003.
I'm going to look at you now. Well, thank you very much.
So these people could be very, very funny.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. Oh, wow. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
We're happy to have you. Good afternoon. Yes. What's your name?
Good afternoon. Just look where.
Welcome.
Yeah. I have a friend and I've also... deceived one.
You when have I deceived said, somebody?
Yes. Deceived a prophet. He called himself a prophet. Then I was dating like 2-3 ladies.
Mm-hmm.
But one in particular has three names. I know her name as, three different names. I know her three different names. So this prophet just told me that, I'm dating three ladies, this, that. I was just listening, okay? So he said I should give him the names of the three ladies I'm dating.
Yeah.
What I did was give him one person's name three times. You understand? Like,
I get it.
He said, you get back to me, this, that. I said, all right, no problem. After maybe 3 days, he called me. I went to meet him, said, he prayed on this name. No, this one star is not
shining.
Yes, it's not going to tally with my own star. Then this other star is good over on the long run. But this one, is very good for you.
Really?
I was just looking at him like, wow. So you claim to be a prophet. I gave you one person's name. Things and you are claiming the three names. Wow, I was just surprised.
Okay.
So, and the person is a white garment. I don't believe them, honestly. I don't mean to rubbish them, but I don't believe all those people. Because
you only had one bad experience.
No, let me now tell you my own experience.
The last experience you told me was your experience.
This one, I did it for me to confirm if it's a real prophet.
Okay, real quick.
So the second one was, this one happened to me, really. And I was coming from Ikeja. I went to buy one or two things. Was coming back home with my laptop bag of, I think, 2010. Yes, that time, 2010, that time. I was going, and one of them came to me that, you are supposed to be a star. Some people from your father's side, this, that, your auntie.
Wow.
Like, okay. I didn't say anything. I was going. I didn't even answer the guy. I think those people use jazz because it was after a while I understand what's going on with me. So now,
what just happened was he now left me when I meet another person. The person was close to my side, like he was working with me. Then he was not giving the information like, ah, you, this, that. So because of the way they planned together, I didn't know they were together. I didn't even know. So the other guy was asking, yeah, it's true. This one is God. This is.
So that you would believe the story?
Yes. Because I was listening. He wasn't talking to me. He was talking to someone else. But the way they were talking, I was hearing what they were saying. Okay.
But so you haven't really lost anything, just your experiences. They have not taken anything.
No. They took something from me at the end of the day. So the other one now came to meet me that, this man is really low. He's that. To cut the long story short, they said, okay, what we need to do is I will drop everything I have with me. Everything. My phone, my bag, everything, money, everything. That I will pick 5 stones. I will go and throw it away, but I must not look back when I'm throwing it. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. The other one, I said, okay, he's going to go first. You get that? He's going to drop everything he has. He dropped it with me. I collected it.
Yeah.
He picked the 5 stones, went to drop it in one, should I call it Kana? Went to drop it.
Uh-huh.
He did not look back. My own turn came. I dropped everything. I picked 5 stones. I went to throw it. I looked at my eyes cleared. Till tomorrow, I'm still looking for those people. Well, that was my own.
Well, bless your heart. You survived it.
Yeah, I survived.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience. Let's talk about fake prophets. It would appear that there is quite a sector around us that's thriving on the ignorance of people. Hi, welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce. Yeah. I have Ibuka on the line.
Welcome, Ibuka.
Joyce, I want to ask, are there real ones from these fake ones?
You can't be asking me now. I'm just collecting experiences.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello. I have experience, which I didn't finish the first time I called.
No, you don't have an experience. You don't have an experience. You said it's your sister.
I saw the seed. After that, the man said something to me. Because I came with the mind that, okay, you are prophesying to so many people. I need that prophecy for myself. Let me get to know it. But he never said anything. But during, at the end of it, I saw the seed. You know, he got asked for a seed. And I dropped something, like, was it 5,000 or about? And I said, you are like this. And I was like, hey.
You said what? What did he say that you can't repeat? You're not speaking.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much. Because we have to hear other people.
Sorry. Let me. He said, I'm a light. I was asking, what do you mean, like, what and what? He was just going there, family, this and nothing else. I was okay.
So you don't have shine. That's basically that. Well, thank you very much. Hopefully you buy some fluorescents. Hello, the sunny side. How are you? Welcome, Nigeria Info. How are you? Speak up for us. Turn off your radio, lady.
I'm Bookie.
Bookie, turn off your radio. You done that?
No.
All right. Bookie, how did it go?
Hello.
Welcome, Bookie. Go ahead. How did it go?
Okay. I was married. I was pregnant in 2018. And I happened to meet a woman. She was telling me that I will die if I didn't do some certain things.
Oh.
I should bring 250,000 naira, buy some clean clothes for cleaning and all that. And I said, why would I do that? I'm not working. And I said, if I don't do it in 7 days, I'm going to die. That was in 2018, and I'm here alive.
So you didn't buy any other things she told you to buy? Who was she to you? Who was she to you to have had the guts to tell you to buy something worth 250,000?
It's just I need it for cleaning. I need to buy gold, buy clothes. I need to buy white clothes, candles, all those things then that I need it for cleaning and all that. I'm going to pay for some profit. Just mention it. Almost 250,000 there.
Well, thank God you did have money. You see, it's not such a bad thing when you don't have money. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. Welcome. What's your experience with prophets? Hello. Good afternoon, lady.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Akebe.
Okay. What's your experience with prophets?
Yeah, I experienced a lady fake prophet in my place because my church was far. I started to attend the church here.
Turn off your radio. I think you know that by now.
Okay,
yeah, thank you.
I've done it, yeah.
Thank you.
So I went inside the church. I saw that there were not much, there were no people, only one person or two.
Okay.
So I said, well, maybe I came too early.
Yeah.
But after she had finished preaching, people didn't come in. They now called me that she wants to receive me into her, receive me very well in her office.
Mm.
So I went inside the office and I said, where are your members? They said, some of them have gone out for fishing. I said, okay. Then they started eyeing somebody, maybe at my back, or I was sitting facing her. Also, one time, second time, the third time, I had wanted to turn to see who is eyeing. But the Holy Spirit told me I should focus my attention on her. I should not look back. So I started to focus all my face and my attention on her. I later saw her, moving as if she was fainting. Then immediately I took my handbag, I ran away. That was the encounter. The second day I saw her, immediately started running away from me. That was my experience.
What an experience. Well, thank you very much for calling. Well, happy you didn't lose anything. I want to hear Nigerians who have lost something. Hello, welcome to the... sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, that'll be great. We're talking about your experiences with fake prophets. Hello.
Yeah, Joyce, quick one. You know, I was telling you that those who wear shoes know where pinches.
Yeah, you were saying. Go ahead.
So, the woman tried and speak all the jaw language, no way. Yeah, do you believe the 8 rooms in that compound, the only one that my wife is, caught fire?
Okay.
The only room. There's no Nepal. Make we say power surge, right? Then people, children, raise alarm. Yahweh, 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 yahweh. They bring my wife outside. I call my mother-in-law. He said, bring my daughter home. My wife cannot walk. I call my two boys, come help me put your mom in the car. As early as 5 a.m., I hit the road, get into Ogwashi to take fuel. The attendant, the lady attendant, look at me. Uncle, what happened? You look worried. I say, look at my wife. Oh, she's not feeling fine.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, stroke. They send stroke to her. She have somebody now that will cure the... I say, thank God. Who is the person? He said, they will. That town, I never entered there. I used to see the signboard.
Yeah.
I drive in there, meet one young man. Oh, so you are lucky. I'm just coming from Abuja. I went to work with some people. I said, well, my wife is sick. What do we do? He said they should bring her upstairs. He started throwing whatever he's throwing. The things he mentioned for me to bring, I can't get it. How can I get there? You know, ego?
Mm-hmm.
Ego poo. Where will I get that one from? Then one, Ebunu, they call that lady. I said, sir, how do we go about it? Can you provide? He said, yes.
Eagle
but the money
poo.
Is the problem. At how much? He draw his list. Everything, 180,000. I paid. Then I go and bring my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law said, no, I'm a Christian. I can't go into such place. I say, I'm a Christian too, but I just want your daughter to survive. 3 days, my sister, nothing happened. We moved my wife to another place again. That's why I say, oh, they're attacking you. They tried me myself 4 times. They couldn't get me. They had to hit my wife that find their trouble. What do we do, sir? He said, actually, that one tried. He didn't demand much. He threw his own list in. Said, okay, just bring like 20,000.
Wow.
I dropped 20. After 6 months, no way.
Wow.
I bring her back, landed at Igbobi. She spent 3 months at Igbobi. Igbobi, they refer to Loot. She spent 8 months at Loot. During this medical doctor and government strike, they call us to come and carry our patients. That was 2014, because the old show started 2011. So from that 2011 to 2014, my wife did not work. I go to a church. There's a church somebody recommended at Shagamu, this express road, right? Oh, go for deliverance. I lodge her in a... They have a chalet at the hotel there. For 1 week, to go for delivering this in Haya Marwa, that will take her to and fro because she can't work. At the end, my sister, nothing.
Wow.
She prayed. She tried to survive that thing. No way.
So even after you paid for the ego poo, you still didn't get the miracle that you were looking for.
I'm telling you, Joy, this thing cost me over 4 million. People helped me. Radio, like all this radio we did to me. People I don't know before, I'm telling you. Star FM, Inspiration FM, this is a group. Alibaba & Co in Nigeria Info.
Do you think that there was something... I mean, as far as the prophets telling you that they could help you, do you think that there was some... Have you learned anything from that? Do you think there was something you could have done differently?
Joy, what I learned is that my wife did not listen. One of the pastors, I think that one is a bit honest. He called my wife and said, look, go and apologize to your husband. You don't listen to your husband. And I told my wife, stay away from trouble. Anybody that hurts you, let go, please. she did not listen. They hurt her, she hurt somebody, and that person, they hurt her back. I'm telling you, Joyce.
And the ego pool couldn't fix that.
I'm telling you.
All right.
Over
okay.
4 million.
Well, quite an experience.
Million,
sorry about that. Thank you very much
people.
For calling.
They hurt her back.
Well,
it's a
yeah.
big lesson.
Well,
yeah.
I'm glad you've learned something. Hello, welcome to the show. What has been your experience with fake prophets?
Good afternoon.
Welcome, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, my name is Shay.
Welcome, Shay. Go ahead.
This is a big topic that you brought up today, and I'm really excited that you brought it up today.
Okay.
I've not experienced what prophets have done, some fake prophets or fake pastors that I've not experienced, but my sister experienced it, and that thing also took her life.
Oh.
Yeah. No, my first experience in Shombolu was that when my boss sent me a message to go and buy materials, and I was up to like 50,000 naira with me, and a prophet just walked up to me. It's not a white garment.
Yeah.
Just normal clothes, and he just said to me that, wow, you boy, you have been struggling for a long time, you should be in America by now, why are you still here?
Yeah.
So he just tried to confuse me. Yeah, I'm a very strong guy, I'm also spiritual. I don't take my problem to any pastor. I pray to my father in heaven in my room. So I don't walk close to one place to another. No, I don't do that. So this man that just started explaining, I think she will use something extra power for him to capture me. So he now told me one or two things that I'm going to buy, and unfortunately I can't buy those things. And I asked him, oh sir, how can we get these things? Can you get it? He said yes, that I should bring 25,000 naira and wait me to get it. I said, I'm sorry, I can't drop 25,000 naira. It's my boss money that was with me. I will walk up to one shop to buy some candles or whatsoever this and that. But let me cut the story short. God brought me out of that place.
How much did you lose?
I didn't lose anything on that day. God saved me that day.
Wow.
God wake me up that day that this man is not a real genuine person. He's just trying to rob me.
Well, there you go.
And I insist that I cannot drop the money. So at the end of the day, we depart, I look back. I just saw this man is like, my sister is telling me now that this man is a fake. He's not.
But you said your sister died, so that's not your sister's story, isn't it?
My sister died, you know, she had the breast cancer.
Okay.
So before she got that, she had the breast cancer. She was noticed some lumps, maybe lumps or whatever
yeah.
they call it, before turned to cancer. So she ran to many pastors and prophets, even some traditional source. No, and one of those prophets is not a white garment, like I said. No, they call them as a prophet, and some of them are pastors that they are going to speak to someone that someone is fighting her. And at the end of the day, those people, what she told us that those people that she's listening to one thing from the corner that they said they can't forgive her, she this and that. No, there's some kind of strange that she witnessed that makes her to something that truly these are people.
Why didn't she go to the hospital? I mean, it would appear that she should have gone to the hospital.
We told her that she needs to go to hospital and do the checkup. She told us that they told her that you should not inject or collect any medical help to...
Really?
That. Yes, that's what she told us, that those people told her that she should not go to hospital, that once they inject her, that thing can take her life.
But... So she didn't go to the hospital then? She didn't go to the hospital at all?
By the time that we decided to go to hospital...
It was too late.
The level of cancer is late. It's now... To final stage is now the breast are burst.
Stage four. All right. Wow.
So
Thank you.
At the end of the day, we try everything. On the last day, I'm the one that called a Lagos State Emergency to take us to Loot. From Loot, they transfer us back to last.
All right. Wow.
So
thank you very much for Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate that. And I hope everybody else who's listening can extract some sensibility and some lessons from the things you're hearing. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Turn off your radio. We're happy to have you. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okay. Yeah. My name is Chinat.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Sulere.
Beautiful. Go ahead, lady. Go ahead.
Yeah. I remember 10 years ago, my friend was just dating these two guys. So the mother is a Muslim. So they asked us to go to one Afar. This one said not a even white girl, but an Afar.
Yeah.
We went there, they told him that one of the guys, no way, but the other one, there is a way.
Okay.
So we went back to the mother, they directed us to one woman's place, the prophetess.
You have a minute and 30 seconds, so I want you to please move real quick with the story.
Okay, we went there again. Yeah. The sister was the same thing.
Okay.
They told me that I even escort him. Then I told him that, that person I'm going out with, that I'm using for my pillow, it's not my pillow, that the man, if I marry the man, that he will be going outside late, not coming back.
Okay.
And I asked the man, I said, but with the man has money. He said, yes, he will have money in future. I said, okay, can money do it when we get to that place? He said, okay, money can do it. I said, okay, no problem. Let's get there. He said, this is we'll have money. We'll use money and bring him back home. He said, okay.
Wow.
So cost is so
short. Cut it short, honey.
That's my friend now. The guy that they said, no way. I can tell you that he has almost four houses here in Sulere. And the guy that they said there is way with her now.
Yeah.
They're managing in Port Harcourt.
Okay.
And we that they say that my that man is on my pillow. In fact, 7 o'clock I'll go meet my husband outside. I've been married for 12 years now.
Wow.
I've never seen that he went outside and come back the next day or even 12 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
thank you very much. We have learned something from this. Thank you very much for calling. Wow. Off on a break. We'll be right back to Sunnyside. And the conversation is your experience with fake prophets. 99.3 Nigeria Info, your experiences with fake prophets. Someone says, well, you know, a lot of people are saying negative stuff about prophets, but there's the good part. Don't worry, we're not complaining about the good part. We're talking about the bad part. The part that has led people to loss, maybe even death. Yeah, sometimes you want to believe that this is where you should be and this person has a connection, has a personal line to the gates of heaven, and then you invest maybe all of your labor, your resource into purchasing your salvation, and then you realize, well, you've been robbed. Let's talk about that. 0700-993-993-993-01-465-7190. I'm going to speak to two more people and then play you the audio from the shrine. Hello, how are you? Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, well, we could be on another topic. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
This is Imam Fudia.
Welcome.
I want to let everybody know that no prophet is minister. You only have somebody to give you advice.
Sorry. Bring it back. What did you say?
I said only prophet, only yourself can prophesize what you want to be, because they think so. They think what you want to be.
Yeah, but have you had any experience?
A lot, man. I wish. Let me get that. Even my time, they waste my time. There was a time they told me my mother is my problem. I waste time looking for problems that if my mother is not my problem, that I am my problem. There was a time one of my friends, Brazil, understand me. They told me the guy lodged at Charleston. So I went there to seek for help. I started talking with him. He said I have to bring some items, but he would never help me to do that. So when he came back to me, then he said he would help me to set something for me. Do you know that I went, when I get out of the Charleston Hotel, I went to my relative, and he told me there is somebody, a white man, that promised you something. If you don't do this, you cannot work out. He asked me, he got a list what I would buy and how much he would charge me. After that, I never get with that man today. This is knowledge we have. Your knowledge is your problem.
All right. Knowledge is the problem. Sorry. Did you say knowledge is the problem? So your line is breaking up, and I really did try to extract some information from you. Sorry about that. Hello, good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Okay, it would appear that there's a glitch here. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello? Sorry, I lost you. Hi, how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Speak closer to your mouthpiece. Turn off your radio. Tell us your name. We're happy to have you.
Oh, the radio is quite far. Let me go put it on.
Well, thank you. You done it?
Done.
Thank you. What's your name?
Hey, my name is...
Hello, what's your name?
This is Sam.
Welcome, Sam. So what has been your experience with fake prophets?
Yeah, it happened twice. The first one, she told me I was going to die in 2 months' time.
Were you ill?
No, I wasn't. Oh. I went to the friend to go see her. The girl might told me, Sam, let's go see this woman. The prophetess, strong and all of that. So we got there together. I'm getting there, she told me, after I finished my friend, she told me, young man, you have a bright future, blah, 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 and everything. So she told me from my father's side, my mother's side, and everything. At the end of the day, I ran back home, I told my mom. My mom was gullible. She felt threatened. She called my father. I went to see my father and everything. At the end of the day, they paid money to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do the cleansing she wanted to do. I think then about 120,000.
Wow.
And, yeah, this was in 2005.
120,000 in 2005?
Yes.
Wow.
So after everything, she told me, we still need to bring more money and the rest. And my father said, no, this young man is not going to die again. This money is required. I lived through that time.
Yeah.
I met another one when I was in university, and he told me, my father has another son somewhere, and this son is actually threatening my life. Because I had a particular issue with the lecturer at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he said a whole lot of things. A whole lot of things. And then I called my father and I asked. My father debunked everything. He told me that I was going to die again. The same thing. I told him I was not going to die.
I mean, they had told you that before. You had survived the first one.
Exactly. So I waited. Funny enough, I forgot the date I was going to die. I forgot. So
okay.
I after 2 weeks, I was like, oh, they said I was going to die last 2 weeks.
How far?
And I lived through that. That was it.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Wow. Thank you for sharing your story. I do appreciate that. Thank you. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. How are you?
Fine. Hello, Joyce.
Yes.
My name is Precious, and I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Thank you.
This issue about fake prophets, let me share with you what my family experienced in the hands of this fake prophet, especially my mom. It even got to a stage that my mom even ran mad. Her enemy ran mad because of this same fake prophet. So, at the beginning, it was a friend that introduced her to this so-called prophet, and the prophet was talking about her marital issues, the way everything was, telling her things, different kind of things. Though I was not there, my mom told me everything. So, at the end of the day, the prophet said she should bring 2,000 naira, that she's going to perform something for her. At the end of the day, let me just cut it short. The prophet was just requesting for money. And the remaining money in my mom's account was, let's say, 50,000. She said my mom should bring everything in the account. And I told my mommy, this prophet is a fake prophet. Oh, don't listen to her. Oh. Don't listen to her. Oh. And at the end of the day, thank God, we went to the POS. Thank God, as if God did miracle that day. All the old POS in that street doesn't have network. No network in those POS. Then we now told my mom that let us go home and we should never come back to this prophet place again. Then my mom said, no, she wants to sleep in the prophet place. I said, no. This prophet is manipulating you. Let's go home. Even my cousin too was insisting that we should go home. Then when we went home, That same night, that was when our enemy ran mad. At the end of the day, we were...
Are you serious? Like, clinically went mad?
Yes, our enemy ran mad that night. We were just wondering, what did this prophet do to my mother? This prophet is a devil. She's a devilish person. So at the end of the day, going here and there, but at the end of the day, God healed us.
Is your mom... Okay, your mom is fine now.
She's fine now. She's fine and okay now. And since then, anything that has to do with prophets, even though I don't even want to hear anything about them again, because immediately I see them, they are annoying me. Seriously.
Yeah.
Better Lilo, better Seko. I don't want to know. Anything prophet is deleted from my life. Anything prophet at all.
What an experience. Prophet. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate your contribution on the show this afternoon. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
At last, thank God.
Yeah, welcome
I've
to
been
the show.
Calling.
Well, bless your heart.
Because
Actually, I'm from a white garment church and I've witnessed fake pastors, fake prophets, everything. So I'm going to talk about a quick one that happened while I was still a teenager. Now I'm married with a fine, beautiful daughter. So I went to this church in the hope that things were not going well for me. I used to pass in front of the church, like I worked in front of the church. So I went there, I met this man, and I asked him, hello?
We're with you, believe me.
Sorry, I didn't even say my name. My name is Joseph. I'm calling from the General Hospital.
Well, thank you, Joseph. So, go ahead.
So I went to the man's church, being a visionary, and I said, okay, blah, 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 blah. He now asked me, I'm seeing one girl. The girl looks young, but she's an old girl. She's very wicked. She's doing this. She has my future tired, blah, 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 blah.
Wow. So
whatever it is going to be, that I'm going to buy this, I'll buy that, we'll do this, we'll do that. What's it going to cost, Pastor? He said, it's going to cost about $45,000. I'm talking about 2013, 2012.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, all right. I would give you the money. That's not a problem. But when I was doing that, because I have a spirit that works with me, like when I should do and don't do.
Yeah.
That's the spirit of God. So I'm like, I'll give you the money, but I'm not coming here back. I gave him the money. Do you know, I passed in front of this church to another church because I met a guy that I was fixing cars for people. But people that I'm fixing cars, they don't have the knowledge I have in making things happen. So I now told the guy, please, can you take me somewhere? I need to pray. He got out to go to a church. The man and my younger brother, I'm talking of the new scenario. The man told me that my problem does not need any fasting, does not need any candle, does not need anything. I should just serve the Lord. And that was 2014. Do you know, I would pass in front of that man's church. He would see me. He wouldn't tell me how far. I did not see you. Hey, come and take your money. And I was walking in front of his church to another church. See, everything started picking up normal. That he also came to the church. They were pinpointing what they said I should buy a candle at Harvest.
Wait. He came to the church? He came to that other church?
Yeah, because the white garment church. The white garment church at the right, and the white garment, bigger white garment church at the other side of the road. So I will pass in front of the place to cross Keno to my house. I live in Ajawa, so the place is solo. The other side is Paco. So I will pass in front of him. The man is late now.
Yeah,
I will pass in front of him. He will see me. He will greet me. I just look at his friends and I.
But he didn't say, "This is your 45k. Go on, collect it."
No. He saw me flourish. So later on, he cannot. You know, you will see somebody like this guy is okay. He saw me. He cannot. You cannot even ask me anything because I'm giving what you know to Caesar. What to Caesar? That's the way I see.
Well, thank you very much. You shouldn't have given him that 45k. Don't you know what to do with money? I have a few bottles of wine.
Like I've already given him, and I'm like, I'm not going to come here because that place was a major road for me that I passed without driving.
Yeah.
I just crossed. Yeah. So he always said, now he's late. I'm not like, thank God, like I've done my own. But there are so many fake people.
All
you
right.
need to work with your instinct.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for surviving that. Thank you very much. Surviving fake prophets. Hello. How are you? You're on the sunny side.
Hello.
Turn off your radio. We're happy to hear you. Turn off your radio. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Thank you. My name is Eunice and I'm calling from Ikeja.
Thank you, Eunice.
Yeah, concerning the topic, actually, patronizing all these prophets is born out of fear of the unknown, even fear of what really doesn't happen, doesn't exist. You know, growing up, my mom was a very, very, very fearful woman who believed in all these prophecies and what anything that if you had this fever, you must go to church so that the prophet would, you know, that kind of a thing. So, as a child, I was a bit sickly, mainly fever. You know, so one of such sick situations, when I was ill, he took me to one of the churches we used to attend then. I was shocked when the prophet turned up and down and then concluded that I was going to die on my wedding day. I was 10. Hello?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead,
Rebecca. I was 10. But even as a 10-year-old child then, I knew it was just hogwash that, you know, now waiting we carry come, now waiting you want me to carry go. That was my thought as a child that I was ill. Just, you know, I couldn't say no to my mom, you know, and then you're telling me, I just
And my mom was like, ah, you know, as if I was going to marry daddy on the following day.
Yeah.
You know, well, fast forward.
Your wedding day.
45 years later, I'm 55 now. I've been married for over 23 years.
Doesn't quite appear that you're dead.
24 next month.
Wow.
And I haven't died. You know, on my wedding night, I reflected. I just told my best lady. I said, ah, see what I was doing. And when I was 10, and she became afraid that, I shouldn't have mentioned. I said, if I survived between that 10 years and now,
exactly.
Night, you know, so what I'm just saying is that they are not real. They are liars. They thrive on lies. They try, you know, go to...
They thrive on ignorance. They thrive on your ignorance.
Yes, on ignorance. On people's ignorance and fear, rather. On people's ignorance and fear. Go to them, they will always have one thing to say, one thing or the other. And it's never positive. Go there, you know, those who will go to say, hey, I want to marry this person, should I marry? They will tell you, yeah. You know, but the long and the short, they will now tell you that, in future there will be problems. As if life is never full of problems. As if anybody needed to be told that. You know, and people will be acting on that here.
Yeah.
So it's not worth the trouble.
Well, look at you. Look at you. I'm happy for you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, surviving fake prophets. Hi, the sunny side. How are you?
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. Go ahead, I can hear you. Hello. Two more calls and then we're done. Hi, how are you? Can you hear me? Speak closer to your mouthpiece. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Uche, my name is Uche.
Welcome, Uche. You have to speak closer to your mouthpiece. Uche, you survived a fake prophet, or nearly survived.
Okay, well, this is not my personal experience, but it's something that is so close because it happened to my mom.
Oh.
She was sick and she went to several places.
Yeah.
And in one of those places, she was giving, it was actually a Catholic church, she was giving some liquid, red, yellow, green, that she should apply on her skin. Then she went to one other place where the man just moved his hand around her and he brought out rain. And he said, some people planted those rings on her, and that's because of the problem. Then at another place that she went, they asked her to put down the names of the people in her office, and she put down the name of only the one person in her office. And they told her that both the woman's hands and legs are in it. And afterwards, she was not getting better, then she had to go to the village, and, you know, all the things that happened. Eventually, she died in 2016. That was a very painful experience.
Yeah.
But the sad part is that about a year later, my sister was going through the book where there is no doctor. And the exact illness that was wrong with my mom was right there in that.
What was the name of the illness?
I can't really remember the name now, but it was more of having lumps within the body.
Oh, and it's treatable then?
Yes, it is. Then afterwards, my sister had the same exact issue. Then our then boyfriend, who was a military man,
you
know, helped us get a nurse from the military hospital at Yaba. And my sister was treated, and she got better after a month. So it was
personal. Imagine that.
My mom should not have died, but she died over something that is treatable because of some
ignorance.
Of the fake prophets.
Thank you very, very much for sharing that. What's the title of the book again? What's the title of the book?
Where there is no doctor.
We'll have to Google that one. Well, thank you very much for sharing that experience. Thank you.
Lastly, before I go, please, I'd like to say this. I would appreciate if in the future you have a session that talks about somatoform disorders and how they have been spiritualized in Nigeria.
Sorry, bring it back. Talk about what? Sorry, I didn't get that.
Somatoform disorders.
Okay.
There are classes of anxiety disorders that express themselves in biological terms, but there are no biological basis for them. So the person may have pain, but there's no reason why they should have pain. There's no wounds, there's no broken bone. But there are anxiety disorders.
Do you have it? Is it popular in Nigeria? It's automatic popular here.
Everywhere. If you check, okay, I study psychology, so I know this.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned it, I'm going to find a talking point around it and, you know, share. Yeah, we'll have a conversation around that. Well, thank you very much for that. Sure, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
One more call and then it's a wrap. Hello. I said confessions. Welcome to Open Thoughts. How are you? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you, Joyce. Good
afternoon. Good afternoon. You're going to be my final caller on this whole surviving fake prophets. What's your name?
Lucky me. This is Kenny.
Welcome, Kenny.
From Festac.
From Festac. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. The stress I had with them was the time I was at Nairobi. So I was working with a company. So at the company, we had an issue. I think there was issue of robbery. Yeah, and I mean, air theft. Someone get to one MBS seasons, so some cash, yeah, a large sum of cash.
I cannot hear you. Wait. It's so distorted. Were you working somewhere?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Yeah. I was working with a company. Mm-hmm. So somebody went into our MD office.
Yeah.
So the person went there.
Stole something.
Stole some cash.
Okay.
So the MD came, he gathered all the staff, everybody bring their thumbprint. Then one of our security guy that claimed that he knows everything, now said that, don't worry.
He'll bring it to doctor.
Yeah, that means that he will get somebody that we know the person that collected them.
Yeah.
Everybody was shaking, me too, I was shaking. So they collected our name. See, they even said that we should contribute money that we give to them. That we tell the person that, that stole the money. And me, out of my, I just gave them my last card that period, and I was angry. But I'm giving my last card, just to go and get it. So we got, luckily, the security guy went there with our manager. Mm-hmm. So he immediately they got there. So the CNA asked them to write the name of all the staff in a separate paper.
Yeah,
and just drop it. So as they wrote all the names of the workers, and I just dropped it. The man just I didn't even know what he did.
Minimum.
Immediately he picked.
He picked your name.
The pick was the security man. And it was the security man just looked at the man, just at the manager.
The security man at the gate.
Yeah, the security man at the gate.
What about your boss, who they told that they were going to call Jazzman? What did your boss say?
Yeah, they came back. Instead of them to tell our boss what happened, they said, they told the boss, they don't know what that man is saying. That means that man is talking nonsense. It now occurs to me that has it been that the man picked my name or picked another person's name?
Someone who is within the office.
Yeah, within the office. That's not that security man.
Yeah.
I went there. That means it should be something else for us.
Look at you.
So since then, anything prophet, anything pastor, I'm on the scale of it.
Well, thank you very much for calling. What a gamble. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, life happens, but maybe with a lot of, with sensibility. And I hope you've learned from the stories. I don't know which one, but you can tell that every encounter, maybe you've also had your own experience, but you've not had the opportunity to call the radio station to share it. Well, there is a thriving industry, and that industry is thriving on ignorance. So they know you're ignorant, one, and then they make you afraid by what they tell you. You fall for it, and then you lose something. Maybe beyond just money, you lose life. So I'm going to ask you that you... I'm going to ask you that you look for the truth. Yeah. I shouldn't tell you what that is. So I'm asking you to find it. Otherwise, you're prey. You're easy meat. So you have to find it. I mean, as life gets, as we evolve in life, you can tell that, things are happening and you don't know necessarily who's true, who's false. So information, clarity, truth will set you free. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to be talking about manipulators. I want to hear your take on a particular situation I'm going to play for you. You know the popular movie actor, Amata? Well, yeah. He was in the news recently. His name, Jetta Amata. He was in the news recently. His daughter made a video looking for her mother. She says, I haven't seen my mother in a while. And, if there's anybody out there who can help me look for my mother, please let her know that we're looking for her. Her phone isn't going through, blah, 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 blah. Well, I thought it was a very serious case. I didn't choose to make a conversation out of it because I wanted the story to develop. Well, there is a developing angle to that story. The ex-wife of Zeta Amata is in the news, and she had something to say as to why she pretty much is not necessarily available, quote and unquote. All that details when we return. Don't go anywhere.